Good morning. Welcome into In Focus News Radio, KMAN. We're talking today with Riley County and Blue Valley Schools here in the county. USD 384 Blue Valley Randolph Superintendent Brady Burton joins me to my left in a festive outfit. Thanks for being here.
You bet. Glad to be here.
And Cliff Williams, USD 378 Riley County Superintendent. Not so festive.
Yeah, good morning, Brian. Brady really did set the bar high, I tell you. I don't know if I could even describe that to the listeners today, but I would definitely say he gets the award for the best dress.
Well, before Christmas, we had a week of ugly sweater week. So anyway, I wore one of my ugly Christmas sports coats here after Christmas and to welcome in a new year.
This is bright. It's pink, green. It's got Santa's, candy canes, bells. It's got the whole nine yards there. Where'd you get something like that?
Well, I got it at Walmart, actually. So anyway, I didn't want to invest too much on something like this. So anyway.
You get your use out of it here during holidays, for sure. Well, it is the holiday season. Kids on break here, teachers on break. A good time for reflection here. We got a new year we're looking forward to. And we're going to talk a little bit about some of the things going on here with the State Board of Education this morning that I know, Brady, you wanted to highlight.
Well, I have a couple of things. The State Board meets once a month, and they met, I think it was a week or two before Christmas break here. And a couple of things that came out of that I thought maybe the listeners might be interested in, and Cliff can add anything he'd like to it. But one thing is that, as we all know, for the last probably forever, kids that were bullies in school have been going on, and we've really tried to attack it probably in the last 5 years or so with mandates and so on. I mean, we've always tried to do something, but I think we've really made it a more conscious effort, all of us, to try to keep school safe and secure for everyone. But the State Board, in their meeting here a couple of weeks ago, released a report that they had a task force of 35 members that were made up of different walks of life in Kansas, studying for the past year. And just a couple of highlights, or lowlifes, I guess, from the report that shows that we all have things to continue to work on. And they kind of just gave certain grades, but they said 56% of sixth graders are still being bullied, according to surveys they did with kids across Kansas. 63% of eighth graders and 60% of 10th through 12th graders. Recommendations they made: better support for school districts by the State Board and legislature to combat bullying. More state focus on social-emotional development, examine current state laws on bullying. Districts consider specific policies and programs on bullying, which I think we all currently have in place. Better coordination with the police to deal with it, and additional training for staff.
And I would agree with Brady that, it has been a big focus for the last several years and will continue to be a focus. You look at some of those things, and we always are evaluating ourselves and trying to grade ourselves out and trying to get better. And we know some of this goes on within the cyber world anymore, and that's a lot of information that we deal with at Riley County, that we hear it's going on outside our doors, which we're happy that it's outside, that maybe some of our interventions are working. However, we're not happy yet that we haven't been able to eliminate it, because if you go to the extreme with that, we've been talking about some shooters and some of the characteristics and the types of things that they possess, leading them to that decision. And we hope that we ultimately never get to any of those. And, one of the big interventions that Blue Valley Schools and ours have been working together with is we've hired a social worker, and she's done a tremendous job of getting out and getting involved with families and our staff and helping us train. And so look for this issue to be an ongoing one that we continue to get better at.
Well, I would agree on that, and Cliff hit it on the head with bullying has changed since Cliff or I have been in school or elementary or high school, and same way with a lot of adults out there. It's a whole different world, and has been for the last 5-10 years with social media, And I know I have six grandchildren in school in this area. And, you know, the biggest thing that I see is them dealing with, you know, cyberbullying, someone texting them saying, you know, I didn't like what you wore to school today, or, you know, that looks stupid, or this. And you know, those type of things that go on that maybe parents, grandparents, staff just don't realize that kids are facing from other kids. And it just makes it much more easy and accessible with social media and technology to bully each other that we really have to deal with today.
And what do you currently at your schools, if a child does come to you and it has an issue, let's say online, for example, well, what is their next step of action?
I guess I'll start. We're probably both pretty similar, but we don't say, oh, you know, just it'll be all right, just go back to class. We take it seriously. We check into it. If they still have a screenshot or, you know, the text, we can take a screenshot. They can email it to us. We can follow up that way. Try to look on Facebook for screenshots, that type of thing, and basically just investigate and look into it. And if we find something, deal with it. Get the other person involved that maybe did it. Get their parents involved. Most of the time, there'll be some type of punishment. On some occasions, you even get, like Cliff said, your counselor, social worker, or maybe even the police involved.
I think you hit a home run with that one, Brady. I mean, you covered about everything. It's just not a simple process anymore. And, you know, it can turn out to really be quite an investment in time of making sure you do address that. And, you know, we do take all those seriously. I know sometimes we got maybe some that don't believe that, you know, we're pushing hard enough to try to stop that. And some of that's just communication. So we would ask parents to be partners with us and help keep us involved. We don't have all the sites that some of these kids to go to, and anymore, you know, they have the ability to snap a picture of a different thing and sends it out, and sometimes they just don't think. And then it's posted out there for life, and it really turns into a pretty big process.
Yeah.
You know, one thing I've found, too, kind of echoing what Cliff said is, you know, as you deal with these issues, there's always two sides to every issue. And the student or parent that got bullied or received something through social media, of course, is affected. But as we investigate, maybe we found out that that person actually sent something to this person who sent it back first. And so, I mean, there's always two sides to it. And unfortunately, parents lots of times only see the side of their child. And then once something happens to their child, you know what, they want the other one just severely punished, you know, just all kinds of things. And it doesn't always happen that way. And I always try to remind them, and I'm sure Cliff does too, there's two sides to this, and the other person has rights too.
Almost definitely. You know, it's we've all got to just make sure we calm down and look at it and try to give it our best effort. And we're trying to continue to have different interventions, you know, even, you know, using technology with security cameras and those types of things to help make sure we capture some of those things to prevent it. We have a big emphasis of always being out in the hallway, trying to deter those types of things, building those relationships with kids so they feel comfortable to come to us. You know, sometimes they're like, what's been going on for quite some time? And if we don't know about it, it's hard for us to address that as well. But I know one thing, if we all work together, we can get there.
Yeah. Well, I deal with this as a parent myself. So, and the more I, you know, sometimes kids don't want to talk to you about it because they're afraid. So having that open door certainly helps. What was the state board's recommendation here on dyslexia?
Well, thank you for bringing that up, too. That they did pass some new requirements in dyslexia that will affect all districts. Most of this will be next year, 2021. But basically, all districts are going to have to do some type of screener for pre-K through 12th grade for all kids to test for dyslexia and reading abilities. And we use a screener now that we called Ames Web Plus that, from what I understand, would satisfy this. But, you know, along with it will be, you know, more training, in-service professional learning, some of those type of things. And I don't think everything that's going to be required we know quite yet, but there will be some changes in this area. And, you know, I think most of us, are aware of what dyslexia is and are aware of it. And, if we catch it, we sure, try to do everything we can to help the student. I think what the state or the state board is looking at, that they don't feel like all districts are on board with this and doing everything they can about dyslexia and trying to help all students out there. So I think this is where this has come about.
I would agree with Brady. I know we belong to the same cooperative for special education. We've had those dialogues, which is five different districts as well. And I agree that we're definitely going to be doing some research over the next semester, and some of this will continue to evolve. But we know that we will be planning for some additional training in the fall to make sure that our staff's up to speed and that we're meeting all the requirements.
Yeah, that's probably a tough thing to manage there, because you can't see what they're seeing.
Well, you can. And at one time, I know I was at a meeting, this was brought up last week, and someone said, well, I thought a doctor had to diagnose dyslexia. How can we as educators do that? And I think we've kind of got past that now, and that's why you have to use an approved screener for all kids to be able to do that and so on. So anyway, I think it's good that we're doing – I really feel like reading is a gateway to learning. And, of course, if you have dyslexia, kids just can't – that's one reason they don't learn to read or aren't very good readers. So,
All right. It'll be interesting to see how that all pans out here in the new year. We'll talk about some more things coming up in the new year. On the other side of a break, let's take a break now. You're listening to News Radio KMAN.